Welcome to In the Silence of My Heart, a show where we meditate on prophetic word given through Kathleen McCarthy, which has received an imprimatur from Cardinal Justin Regarli and Archbishop Charles Chaput. Kathleen has been a Catholic lay evangelist for over 40 years. Her message of God's merciful love, the real presence in the Holy Eucharist, and the power of the Holy Spirit are central to the doctrines of the Catholic Church. So we invite you to stay tuned for the next hour and experience the healing power of God as He moves in our lives.
Well, welcome once again. You are listening to Kathleen McCarthy. Victory! I just want to praise and thank God for all those prayer warriors out there. I want to praise and thank God for the mighty God that He is and the mighty God that we serve. My brothers and sisters, I can't tell you from the bottom of my heart, there's really no words to express the amazing gratitude I have in my heart for you, for all of you who have walked this journey with us, for all of you who have prayed for Mark and my daughter and my grandchildren and my family. You have been, what shall I say? You have truly been the reason that God move powerfully in this. All of you who have, you know, you've said rosaries, you've gone to Mass and offered the intention up, you've done holy hours, you've sent, sometimes people sent into His defense fund me page in such a way that might have been your last, you know, your last hour of the week, or maybe it was perhaps a very difficult act of love and charity that you donated. And those that could donate more did. More than anything, the amazing amount of support, all of the different ways that you supported us, I mean, it paled to any words that I could describe it in. I know in the spirit, many of you were in that courtroom with me. I was down there every day with all of my children. That whole row was taken up in the second row. Just there to continue to pray. We had our rosary beads out right before the jury came back with a verdict. Right before that, we came in because it was being, you know, we were called back in, and we had literally sat and prayed the rosary right there, and my family, my friends, our friends, and people that were there to support us, I think what you call it did a fabulous job of covering everything from day one in the courtroom, and that was, you know, Catholic Life News. Catholic reporter Joe did a fabulous job. And so for all of you, I'm just overwhelmed with your love, your generosity, and your prayer power. You are warriors, and that's the truth. And the truth sets us free. And so I, again, I can only offer you a grateful heart. I can only offer you what I feel in my heart with my son. We all gathered in my son's home last night where I happen to live. And it was, the minute my grandchildren walked through the door and my son-in-law, Mark, and my daughter, beautiful daughter, we just cried all over again. And in that, just tears of tremendous joy, of vindication, vindication from a government that so overreached their steps to prosecute and persecute an individual that had every right to do what he was doing, and someone that wasn't even anywhere in the vicinity of the entrance to the Planned Parenthood that he's been going to for, you know, so many, many years now. Never had an incident until that kind of an incident, until the day it all happened. And in court, proven beyond a doubt, beyond any reasonable doubt, that Mark was within his rights to counsel. He was in his rights to be where he was with his son. He was all the way up at the corner, nowhere near the gate, nowhere near the entrance. Didn't interfere or stop any woman that was trying to go in there. This was strictly a case of a horrific harassment to his son, my grandson, who was only 12 at the time. And you know, Brian McMonagle and Peter Breen from Thomas More Society, what a magnificent job they did in bringing truth forward. Even my little grandson took the stand, and I was so proud of him. He's full with, he said I was a little nervous, but he was full with such courage and conviction. And so I just, I know it's all those prayers. I have no doubt people were praying from all over, not only our country, but people were praying all over the world. That's all I can tell you. Nuns in convents, South America, Africa, or just all over, in Europe, all over the world, along with each of you, my prayer warriors. And I am... As you know, you might have read, I can only do the first hour live today on the Facebook. And boy, if I wished I could, any Tuesday that I could have that 2 hours, it would be today, because I really wanted to open up the phone lines. I wanted to praise and thank God for each and every one of you. You know, on the night before the trial started, Mark, my son-in-law, he did an all-night vigil, literally an all-night vigil, and Father Jeff at St. Agnes's was beautiful. He said he would come and say Mass to kick it all off at 10 o'clock in the evening last week, and he then prayed through the entire night until he left to go to court the next morning. That's amazing in itself. And that was Mark's Gethsemane, really. Before going to trial, his hope and trust was in the Lord. And, you know, many of my children joined him through the night, each given, you know, those that could be there for an hour. Many friends came in support to support him, you know, and some of those hours he spent alone. Nevertheless, he went all through the night and showed up at court on time the next morning. Had to be one of the longest days of his life, and I'm sure probably the longest day of his life was when we were waiting for the jury to give a verdict. And even that, my brothers and sisters, even that was amazing. I mean, nobody could have done this but God himself. The jurors were picked. There happened to be a situation with the jury pool, and won't go into all that now. But there was one of the jurors was dismissed, and they called the alternative back in. And within 1 hour, within an hour, maybe an hour and 20 minutes, they came out, and you know, you're all sitting there. And they came out and they said, on the first offense, not guilty. On the second offense, not guilty. Unanimous decision. That quick. And this was God's way. Not only that, in court, I said, as soon as it was announced, as soon as the judge announced the jury verdict, I looked at my watch and I said, 3 o'clock, put my hand up, I said, 3 o'clock, it's 3 o'clock, divine mercy hour. And it was just amazing. And somebody would happen to be there, don't want to say his name or anything, but I remember catching it when I looked at it. He said, congratulations. And he said, 3 o'clock hour? And I said, that's the hour of divine mercy. And I walked out. And you couldn't imagine. Well, I'm sure you could. You know love. I know you certainly love me, and I love you back. And I know you love my family. And so I know that you were in us, in that courtroom with us, in the spirit. And I can tell you the joy, the relief. It was really an amazing thing. And I remember Mark's telling me, and he actually was on Mannion's War Room today, and Tom, and also on the Dom Dierjano station also. And he had an interview, and he said that was one of the times in his life he had the most intense prayer he ever had through the night like that. And it was a great gift to him, because he said spiritually he knew he reached another level, that there's something so powerful in suffering when you yield to God's grace. So my brothers and sisters, I'm going to get that. I'm going to put it up on my website. You can hopefully be able to hear those two programs and this wonderful young man who had his 11 years of his life on the line. And God was victorious. And the same night before the decision, I prayed all through the night, as well as I'm sure my family prayed through most of the night themselves. And one of the things was a word I got when I was praying through the night. And I got it early on, and I said, this will stay with me and burn in my heart throughout the entire night until the morning verdict comes, until the morning and through the time until the verdict comes. And this is what the Lord spoke to my heart so clearly. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies and give you victory. That's from Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. In the most unusual way, God brought about victory for my son in love, Mark Halk, at the 3 o'clock hour of divine mercy. I praise God and I thank each of you for all of your prayers. You are warriors. God bless each and every one of you. And I put that on my Facebook. I wanted you to see. And this was all, you know, and I prayed that all day Monday. But I wanted you to see the power of your prayers. So again, from a most grateful heart, I thank you. And this program was sponsored today by Pat. And Pat's a beautiful friend of the ministry, a personal amazing friend to me for many, many years. And I lift Pat today. And I lift her intentions I'm just going to ask all of you, that she sponsored this program, that I could come to you this day and share what I've shared and will continue to share. I will open up the phone lines because I only have this 1 hour, so I will open up a little early today. And I just want to have all of you pray with me as I extend my hand to Pat and Joe. And Father, I praise and thank you for Pat and her husband Joe. I praise and thank you, Lord, for all that is being undertaken now. I pray, Lord God, for the plans that are in the work to bless her home, to bless her new home, and that all works according to your holy will, Lord. That it will be done according to your holy will as they make plans for the future. I ask, Lord, that you who are a God of love and mercy and justice will once again be Lord over all the finances of that whole situation. And I ask this and I trust, Lord, I trust that you who hear our prayers, take them to yourself, bless them, and answer them. You tell us when we pray according to your holy will, it is agreed upon in heaven with us. So I praise and thank you that you're about a mighty work right now. And I praise and thank you, Lord, for Pat and the faithful friend she's been. I ask that you bless her physically, spiritually, emotionally. I ask, Lord God, that you have your hand upon her and give her excitement, give her the joy. Give both of them that excitement, that joy of a new beginning. You know, when you're later in life and you make decisions that bring about a new beginning, then we should be filled with that joy, with the excitement that God will bless their lives with. So we asked Lord God to be with them in all their decision making. And I ask that you bless not only Pat and Joe, but all of their children, their mates, and their grandchildren. And I pray, Lord, that your peace that goes beyond all understanding would flow through each and every one of them as they join their parents on this new part, a new chapter in their lives, to begin a life filled with joy and peace and grace. In Jesus' name we pray this through our most holy, beautiful mother, our Mother Mary. Our Mother Mary, who was given to us from the cross. Behold your mother. Behold your mother. She's our mother in every situation, in every circumstance, and every single day. Not just 2,000 years ago, those words were given. But God's word is eternal, is it not? It's eternal. And so those words are spoken through every generation to all of our hearts. When we call upon our mama, she tends to her children. And she brings them even closer to the pure side of her son. So praise and thank you, Jesus. Glory and honor to you. I also lift to you, Lord, all of those who are our listeners, our family of radio listeners, for all of our people who watch through my Facebook live stream. You're a gift. And I ask, Lord God, that I lift all them to you now. I ask that you, who see all and know all, would see all the desires in their hearts for their families. I pray for healing and reconciliation in families that need it. I pray for health in the families that are struggling with illness or sickness, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional. For families that are suffering for one of many different reasons, whether it's emotionally, physically, spiritually, whatever it is, Lord. And so I praise and thank you that you have heard these prayers. And I ask that you pour out your Spirit on all of those who are listening today, filling them with grace and strength and courage and hope. And for all their undertakings, whatever they may be, that you would bless the work of their hands, that you would bless their undertakings in you, with you, and through you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, I just, I'm going to open up the, the prayer line. I want to read you a couple of things that really touch my heart. A good friend of mine, Len Peterson, Father Len Peterson, he sent a text, well, many, many other people, as well as, my old pastor, from St. Maria Goretti, and Bishop Joseph Coffey, and my dear friend Leonard Peterson, and his words were, "Mark's victory made me donate finally to the Thomas More Society. Glad for him and your family. Praise God!" Exclamation mark. And then Tricia writes, "Mark Howell has been found not guilty on both allegations of violating the FACE Act in U.S. federal court. To God be the glory. Prayer works. So happy for you, Kathleen McCarthy, and your rosary praying tribe. Rosary is our best weapon. You've said it many times." So again, Mark's trial, the update was, for those of you who haven't heard, an alternate juror was chosen after one was dismissed and was before they voted for the verdict to replace that juror. And the alternate took the place of the original juror at approximately 1:30 in the afternoon. And within that hour, a not guilty verdict on both counts. And so I pray that Mark's holy boldness, willing to suffer, Ryan Marie, my grandchildren, they counted it as a blessing that for some reason God chose to raise them up in this kind of a suffering for his honor and his glory in some way, that it would bless and embolden all those for life, all those who choose life, all those that maybe have been intimidated, especially after what happened to him, this great overreach of the government, the real stretching of the government to try to, charge a man with the FACE Act. It should have never, ever, ever, ever been a federal case. Now we know, if you ever wonder where that term came from, when you're having an argument, somebody say, "Hey, let's not make a federal case out of this." That's just what they did. They took a civil case that was thrown out of court, and the police, who said they didn't even charge Mark with anything that day, and they were there. And then to make for, the DOJ there to bring this case was intimidation. It was trying to humiliate him and the family. And they thought for sure they would find somebody that they could, shut up. Not so. Mark is a man with great principle. He is a man filled with great courage, as well as my beautiful daughter and my grandchildren, especially my little 12-year-old grandson took that stand. He was unmovable. At one point, they asked him, the prosecution asked, "You love your daddy?" "Yes, sir." "Do you think he's a wonderful man and a man you'd like to grow into?" "Yes, sir." Let me ask you, son, would you do anything for your father? Yes. Anything at all to help him? Yes. He said he rested. And then Brian McMonagle didn't get his reputation for nothing. He was phenomenal, and Peter Breen, phenomenal. But Brian, he was something to behold in that courtroom. And he came up, he said, just a couple of questions, Your Honor. And he went up and he said, Mark, were you prepped for this, for coming on the stand today as a witness? Yes, sir. He said, and what were you told? How were you told to prepare for the questions that would be asked? And how did your attorneys prepare you for this? And he said, why don't you look right at the jury and tell them how you were prepared? Markey looked over, didn't hesitate a minute, probably didn't hesitate a second. And he said, well, you prepare me. And when I asked you what would happen, you said, don't you even worry about it. All you have to do is tell the truth to the jury. That's it. And Mark said, that's exactly what I just did. A little kid, a little child shall lead them. I kept getting that in prayer. But our God is an awesome God. And I remember in the morning, that morning, when things were looking too good and it looked like, oh my gosh, is there going to be a mistrial here when they start calling the jurors and here. There's no sense being concerned about something till it's over. And Mark's sister, beautiful woman of faith, well, she was in the courtroom with her daughter Alexis. And Bob wasn't there, her husband, that day. He had a meeting. But she had tears rolling down her face, and I put my arm around her from the back, grabbed her around the neck and pulled her close, and I said, absolute acquittal. She said, what? I said, Mark will be absolutely have an acquittal of not guilty. And she smiled. I tapped her face. And I'll tell you, the relief, the exuberant joy of hearing those words, not guilty on both counts. There was no way he was even close to having broken any rule as far as that face act went. Pushing a fellow, that was a shoving thing. He bumped into Mark too when Mark was trying to hand out literature. And Mark, the bump in the beginning, the first thing was Mark was giving these ladies some brochures and, just as an alternative, he walked with them. They were walking with him. He didn't harass them. They let him walk with them. They took his literature and this guy ran all the way, and you see it on the video. He literally runs up the street to get in front of Mark. Mark didn't even know he was behind him, handing him this, and the guy comes all the way around Mark's side, and Mark literally put his hands up like this, like, what the heck are you doing? And, of course, that was considered the first shove or push. That's exactly what he did. He put his hands up. He didn't even know who was coming behind him. He was, yo, what are you doing? And then the guy got between Mark and the two ladies, and that was the case. He was harassing Mark. But more than that, what really caused the push, he had been warned 3 times to stay away from his son and stop saying the filthy things he was saying to that little boy. And in court, it was proven, obviously, beyond a doubt. Even Mr. Love, who was the escort, said under cross-examination, what did you hear Mark saying to you? And out of his own mouth on the stand, he said. He was telling me to stay away from his son. That should have been enough. So I want to praise and thank you that God blessed all those in that courtroom to seek truth, to follow after it and deliver it. And it was done. Thanks be to God. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Colleen Donahoe from the Archdiocese of Boston, and I wanted to share my profound gratitude to Almighty God for the gift of In His Sign Catholic Radio Network, and in particular, Kathleen McCarthy. I have always been a firm believer that God places people in our lives for specific reasons. A number of years ago, a dear mutual friend introduced me to Kathleen's weekly radio broadcasts. Each week, I am tremendously inspired by her holy boldness and her willingness to use her own life, as Kathleen so often says, as God's show and tell. When I finally met Kathleen in person on my first Ad Lumina Christi retreat, I knew I had encountered a beautiful sister in Christ, a lifelong friend, and one of the most powerful prayer warriors I had ever met. Despite suffering many hardships in her life, Kathleen has laid down her life in service to God and His church. So I encourage you to be inspired by the magnificent ways in which Kathleen uses the gifts God has given to her to remind each of us that we are loved beyond measure by our Heavenly Father.
We thank God for our one, holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church, where Jesus remains present to us until the end of the age, in word and in sacrament. Catholic Radio shares in the ministry of the Church to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth. And In His Sign Catholic Radio has been doing so for over 30 years. Kathleen McCarthy and In His Sign have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to bring the fire of God's healing love to the world through Catholic radio and the internet. With God's grace, His word goes out, healing hearts and transforming lives. In His Sign, proclaims the culture of life loud and clear in a culture of death. The ministry's mission is to evangelize, catechize, and to be a voice for those who have no voice, proclaiming the truth that will set all people free. To our faithful family and friends who stand with us, thank you for being missionaries with us by supporting In His Sign Catholic Radio. Without your monthly support of prayer and financial giving, our mission would not be able to continue. Our mission voice would be silenced. To our new listeners, please prayerfully consider joining our monthly circle of family and friends by partnering with us financially each month. All donations are completely tax deductible and go directly to our daily expenses, like the purchase of radio airtime and keeping the lights on. Kathleen McCarthy and all of the staff at In His Sign, except Kathleen's administrator, donate all of their time and talent on a volunteer basis at no expense to the ministry. Donations to In His Sign Catholic Radio may be sent to 136 Garrett Avenue, Rosemont, PA 19010, or you can donate securely at inhissign.com. Remember, without your prayers and financial support, our mission voice will be silenced.
Well, praise be to God. We're back again. I'm going to ask you, give a call. Again, I can't tell you how much I praise and thank God for each of you. You are my team of evangelists. And look at the mighty work you're doing. Look how you get God's word out. You touch people's lives that I'm not reaching. You're sending, you're sharing these radio and live stream videos to everybody as well. So please don't forget to hit your share button. I have a few things I just wanted to read quickly here. The phone number is 610-527-2906. 610-527-2906. Or you can call anywhere else by dialing 1-888. What the heck is that? 1-888-343-2484. Again, toll free anywhere in the country. 1-888-343-2484. Or call 610-527-2906. Again, feel free to call in. Like to hear from you. We only have a half hour now. We don't have that other hour because I have to leave today. But again, I'm just praising God and thanking Him for all the amazing responses that we've had. Let me just read a couple of these. They're really beautiful. From Marie Koch, Doris Kelly, all these beautiful. Marie Grace. Praise God for the victory in Christ for Mark. Please pray for my brother, Jim, who has a brain tumor. Oh my gosh, be assured of our prayers for Jim. His heartbeat has also been irregular. My cousin in love, hello, we are praying for you. So nice to hear of the victory. I just want you to know we are thinking of you and the family. They've got a big heart. Hugs, stay strong. Colleen, amen. My sweet Colleen Donahue. Sheila, my friend Sheila. May we never underestimate the power and glory of our God. I just lost that. I don't know how, but I did. Let me see if I can bring that back up. I can't get under there. That was part of it. It just went off my screen here. Harriet Condra was so happy to hear the result for Mark Halk at the hour of 3 o'clock. I'm so happy that you chose to share that. It was the 3 o'clock hour. Thank you, God, for answering all of our prayers. Jesus, we trust in you. Tricia, I think I read it in the beginning. She writes, Mark Halk has been found not guilty on both allegations of violating the FACE Act in the United States federal court. To God be the glory. Prayer works. So happy for you, Kathleen McCarthy, and your rosary praying tribe. Rosary is our weapon. Let's see. Anita, praise God, heart's prayer. Helen Toner, sweet Helen. Thank you, Lord. Prayer and fasting, what a simple but powerful thing. So true. So very true. Susan Gordock, it's so good to hear from you. Maria Polis McCann. Let me see what else here. Susan Hopkins, I remember Susan when she was a little girl. She says, sending love. Marlene Downing, the sweetest, praying, powerful woman. I'm reading this and it's about myself. Let me see here. Okay, there's just a video here when I was addressing some of the people outside that were there to protest the first day before the trial started, was just they were selecting juries. And I was asked to say a few words. Reluctantly, I did. And the other, Lynn Von Meckel, praise God. Pam Schweiker Coons, so happy and thrilled for you. Praise and bring glory to God. Let me see what else. So, Rita Lane, she says, watching you with great joy. This has been a journey for all of us. Colleen just texts, and I'm crying all over again listening to you on the radio right now. God is so, so good. I also want to especially express my thanks to Bishop Strickland. He has been an amazing bishop through all of this. He called my mark. He's has spoken truth time and time again in regards to this case. I just want to personally thank Bishop Strickland. And he says, thanks be to God. Blessings to Mark and his entire family. And isn't that beautiful? So again, let's see here. Pat Lally, beautiful text from her. The Grinrods, Gloria Coyne, Frank Langsdorff. I'm not going to read my own family's comments, trying to see down here. Kathy Blum, Bill and Pam Altier, Deborah Benetton, Joanne Von Zell, Victoria, Dr. Carol Houghton, dear friend, Ann Parker, Steve and Linda Fisher, Ann McClone, Mary B., just one after another, Cindy Burdett, Busy, Angelo Rizzo, my cousin Frank McCall. He said it was really beautiful too. God bless all of you. I was thrilled to hear not guilty. I want you to know we're thanking God and praising God that everything is in the clear now. So again, I can't. Dave Kropp, he used to work here at the studio. I just loved having him here, Dave Kropp. He's broadcasting now himself today. Of course, time and time again, this is from, hi Kathleen, this is Anne Marie. She's part of our global mission for Sacred Heart, Missionaries of the Sacred Heart for the Enthronement. And it's a beautiful global mission for a beautiful cause. And she says, hi Kathleen, this is Anne Marie. I had no idea until tonight that Mark Houck is your son-in-law. I am so happy about his success against the criminals in the White House, etc., etc. God will not be mocked! Exclamation mark. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. So I got a beautiful call from Peter Marcico. Also made a comment here, and his beautiful wife. They are. They're just a special gift in my own life, in my own apostolate. And Marian goes to the retreats just time and time again. They're just an amazing support. Phyllis and Mike Smearback, again, we are thrilled. Praise God. He heard us. Many rosaries prayed. to hear that it was announced at the hour of mercy is no coincidence. And let's see here. Who else is? Anyway, again, someone else just wrote, "Wow, this is amazing. I try to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet almost every day. But I heard the wonderful news about Mark's acquittal and that Our Lady was, of course, interceding. All the reporters were saying that all of his family had their rosaries out and they were singing praises in the hallway and outside and giving praise and glory to their God. This is amazing. I do, as I said, try to pray the chaplet. I will be more aware to pray it every single day. It made my day when I heard you got the news right at the 3 o'clock hour." So these are some of the people in comments today. Now we're down to 15 minutes. Come on, give a call. What are your thoughts on this trial? If you were afraid to go out for pro-life to be, you know, in front of the Planned Parenthoods or any of the abortion mills, whatever their names are, you know, I hope this emboldened you. I hope you can see that as long as you don't try to interfere with the rights of others, you can do. You are protected by your First Amendment. You can hand out material. You can talk to people. It's called, you know, sidewalk counseling. You can go there and you can pray. You just have to abide. My son in love, Mark, and I love him like I gave birth to him. I mean, he said it on the interview yesterday when we came out of the courtyard from the courtroom. And I can tell you, he's one courageous and holy, bold young man. But again, you know, that doesn't mean people don't experience things to be terrified of or to feel, you know, to be afraid of. Fear is useless. What's needed is trust. So it's overcoming those fears, right? That's all holy boldness is. Holy boldness is overcoming the fears that you have. And you think in Jesus and his humanity, you know, that hypostatic union, fully God, but also fully man, you don't think in his humanity, he sweated blood. He begged God 3 times, begged the Father, take the cup from him. But in holy boldness and the courageousness of what he was going to do, lay down his life for all of us, and more importantly, what took him to the cross was his love for us and his obedience to the Father. And so I say to all of you today, don't be afraid. You know, the government has tried to intimidate, persecute, particularly pro-life people. And I hope Mark's case has emboldened you to go back and stand on the line and put your faith and hope and trust in the Lord. You do what you're supposed to do. They're doing what they feel they're called to do. But God will do what he does do. And he is the only way. He is the only truth that will set us all free. We saw that in that courtroom. The government doesn't lose many cases. It's 98 point something that they do not lose their cases. And they lost this one because it was a wrongful arrest. It was a wrongful charge, a federal charge on a civil action of a scuffle. So I just want to praise God, for He is Lord of Lords, He is King of Kings, and He is Lord of Justice. He is the way, the truth, and He has given life. When Mark's life was on the line for 11 years, those people saw truth and reacted to it. Praise God. Let me take this call. Whoops. Hey, Pete.
Is this Kathleen?
It sure is.
Hey, Kathleen. We were praying so hard. You know, as I mentioned to you, I'll say on a much smaller scale, years ago, the same thing happened to me. And, you know, I went in front of adoration, and I'm sure you've been there. My wife's been there. And I said, look, you know, you're the one that called me to do this. So obviously this is all false accusations. And, you know, Kathleen, I did feel peace when I was praying for Mark and obviously his family and for you.
Thank you.
And when my wife would say, hey, you know, let's get the rosary going for Mark. And, you know, I talked to my own agents in the nights. And, you know, I can never say for sure, but I did feel peace.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, you want to talk about evil. It's from the, you know, the top government, obviously, on this. And the be not afraid.
Mm.
So for those that are listening, if you're called to pray and counsel in front of an abortion facility, you obviously have to be trained. You know, you just can't go out there.
Right.
You have to know what the rules are. And most of all, you know, hopefully whoever trains you, like I was trained by Monsignor Riley, the Helpers of God's Precious Infants. I watched him in the 90s, and I said to my wife, she thought I was crazy, you know, I want to do that. I just feel an overwhelming call. And God will let you know, but you do have to follow those rules and regulations.
Amen.
And you will be persecuted, you know, because, you know, it's modern-day Calvary, as we
exactly.
all know. And, you know, Christ's precious blood is being shed there every day. And, you know, you got to be so pro-mommy. You know, that's what women say. You know, if I would have had the support, this and that and whatever. So, you know, the persecutions come. I mean, they did everything in the world that they could do to me until finally they did the old setup, you know, put me in jail and all that stuff. But I just knew in my heart that eventually the truth will always come out.
Amen.
And I felt this with Mark. I really did. And, you know, look what happened.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. I'm hoping that you weren't worrying too much. I wanted to reach out to you ahead of time.
Yeah.
I just got in, actually. My wife had your program on, and I heard you talking. So lots of rejoicing, lots of thanksgiving. And, you know, I know the day that, you know, I finally got out of the jail that day, and, you know, I did call Monsignor Riley, who trained me, and, you know, he had mentioned to have a camera put across the street. That way, you know, the false accusations,
yeah,
it'll always be there. So that's just a suggestion.
Oh, they were there.
Oh, you're there. All right, I hear you.
Yeah, those cameras were all over. They were part of the trial.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So they could actually see.
Yeah.
I got it. That's, I mean, look, that's, in my case, there wasn't. So when it was up there, then they, even though the police would come every hour,
yeah,
you know, they try to do something, whatever, they call my work and all that stuff, but the camera was what saved me from there,
yeah,
on in. They didn't try to say that I was doing things that I wasn't doing.
Right.
But I'm just so happy.
Well, God, thank you, Peter. And that means, you know, it means the world to me. I praise and thank God for your message I got right away. And was yours a federal offense?
No, well, what happened real quick was they had detailed police officers that were always there,
mm-hmm,
and then all of a sudden they weren't there.
Yeah.
And I was saying, boy, this is weird. And then all of a sudden, you know, four or five police cars come up, they put me up against the wall and handcuffed me, and they just brought me right to jail. And, you know, I sat there and sat there and sat there until they were ready to move me to a prison that day. But thanks, but, you know, and the weird part was, Kathleen, even though my kids were young and Marion was home, you know, she called a couple people. By the grace of God, you know, I could have spent more time in jail. By the grace of God, it was a pro-life judge that got me out. And then when I went to court, and the accusations, I mean, the nurses would go up there and say these horrible lies, because all I did was just pray and counsel, but they would make up like I was holding women from going in. And I didn't have any. So afterwards, it just literally got completely thrown out, because everything they said that I did, there was no proof.
Right.
You know, and it was just a horrible, it's a horrible scare tactic.
Yeah, they'll try to frighten you and, shake you up.
The fact that, you know, they went into the house, and my prayer in adoration and my wife's, both of our prayers is that any trauma that was caused on, you know, Mark and your daughter's children.
Yes.
That God heals that immediately.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you.
My they didn't come to my house. They just took me from there.
Yeah.
You know, was my, you know, stress brought upon my wife and whatever? You know, I'm sure there was, and obviously we prayed on it. And I can tell you that even when I go today, it's been close to 30 years now, you know, she starts to give me, you need to make sure of this, that.
Yeah,
And I know Mark is going to be very careful. Heck, if I ever could get up to Philadelphia, I would love to, you know, pray with him and, you know, someday. But anyway, right. I'm so happy.
Well, thank you, Peter. And thank Marion, too. And like I say, to be, you know, it wasn't about a shove-a match. What it was about was the FACE Act, and he was nowhere near there. And he was not harassed. Even the director of Planned Parenthood said he wasn't bothering anybody. He wasn't harassing any of their patients. He didn't try to stop any of the people when they were cross-examined. So that goes a long way. You wish everybody could have been in that courtroom. But the bottom line is vindicated, and that's a great thing. And believe me, Mark will be right back at the facilities this week, I assure you. So I remember my own kids being arrested. My daughter was 17. My son Dan was, I think, 19 at the time. Right. With John Stanton, they were all put in jail. And, of course, being put in jail was a little different than it is today. We have a government that will overreach and make federal cases, and you don't get out the next day. You're in there. Yep. So we are most grateful for everyone's prayers, and I want to praise and thank God for all those who are listening today. Hit your share button. There's nothing to fear but fear itself, and remember, courage is overcoming those fears.
Absolutely. Okay?
It doesn't take courage, you know, to be afraid. It takes courage to face your fears and keep moving forth with the power and the anointing of God and the Holy Spirit moving in you and through you, giving you that holy boldness. So,
Kathy, you I'm sorry, you were so right. And here's the thing, Kathy. The person that obviously he had the confrontation with and the other escorts, God is going to be on their hearts. I'm telling you, from escorts that I've seen over the years, and like you said, that person that went to the stand and told the truth.
Yeah.
Because there's good people that work in there, and I know Mark probably knows that. There's certain people that they see the truth, and those hearts will be converted.
Amen.
And that's the people we really have to pray for, is the gentleman, obviously, that had the confrontation with him, that his heart's converted. You know, I've seen them. I've seen abortionist hearts converted, and ultimately, that's a strong prayer.
Yeah.
But I'm going on too much. I apologize.
It's all right.
It just really hit home.
Yeah, sure.
So,
thank you again.
Right.
God bless you, Marion.
Thank you.
And all of our listeners. Bye now. Well, my brothers and sisters, we only have 2 minutes and a half left, and. Once again, I just ask you to remember that God never leaves us. He never forsakes us. And he who is in us is far greater than he who is in the world. And the enemy was causing a lot of trouble. I mean, I was in a horrific accident at the beginning of that week before. And I was like, not today, Satan. And that car was demolished. God had a hedge. And he has a purpose and a plan for each one of us. And we will be called to suffer, make no doubt about it. Redemptive suffering, my brothers and sisters, always brings glory and honor to God, because he will set the record straight time and time again. He is righteousness itself. So God bless you. Thank you all for your love, your support, your prayers, your holy hours. Keep saying that rosary and the Divine Mercy Chaplet. I love you, and I mean it.